Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Warming up today, sunshine with our high nearing 75. Staying cloudy and very mild overnight tonight with a low around 44. A slight chance for some rain showers throughout Thursday, cloudy with a high nearing 56. Rain and snow showers possible Thursday night with a low around 32. Sunshine returning on Friday with a high nearing 58. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 37 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Shawnee County law enforcement authorities are investigating a Kansas felon for alleged domestic crimes. Just after 10:30 p.m. on Monday, police followed tips locating 44-year-old Spencer Anthony Allen in a car and took him into custody without incident. That's according to Topeka Police. Allen is being held without bond on requested charges of aggravated domestic battery, aggravated assault, and use of a deadly weapon. A former employee of the Speedy Stop convenience store in Dodge City has been arrested on suspicion of aggravated robbery after she allegedly pulled a knife on the store clerk. Investigators say 36-year-old Amanda Dusa, who previously worked for the business, demanded money from the store clerk, a 21-year-old woman. Dusa took over $1,000 from the store and fled in her vehicle. The store clerk was not injured. Dusa, who previously worked at the convenience store located at 2615 Gary Avenue, was apprehended by law enforcement in Oklahoma. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers, as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Officials have identified a young boy who died after being thrown from a car in a Wichita crash over the weekend. Police say 9-year-old Armani Saucedo of Wichita died in the crash that happened around 10:15 p.m. Saturday. Relying on information from police, television station KAKE reports that the crash involved three vehicles, including a car that sideswiped two pickup trucks, causing the 27-year-old driver of the car to lose control and hit a bridge abutment. Police say Armani was a passenger in the car. The drivers of the trucks were not injured. Morris County law enforcement authorities are investigating a series of vehicle burglaries. The burglaries occurred between Friday, March 11th and Saturday, March 12th in unlocked vehicles in White City. That's according to a media release from the Morris County Sheriff. The vehicle's owners described their vehicles as being rummaged through and various items stolen. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Morris County Sheriff's Office. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
Come in from the cold and make the most of the winter evenings at home. Curl up and stream on. Sign up for Blue Valley Internet or upgrade your internet speed and get a Roku streaming stick 4K on us. Already have the speed you need? Call us to get a 20% discount on Roku streaming stick 4K for your household. Visit bluevalley.net today. Curl up and stream on.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A prosecutor says a group of teens handling a rifle inside of a Southwest Omaha home led to a shooting that killed an 18-year-old high school athlete. The shooting happened just after 10 p.m. Saturday when officers were called to a home on 161st Avenue. They found 18-year-old Tanner Farrell gravely wounded. Farrell was taken to a hospital where he later died. Omaha police say in a news release that the Douglas County Attorney's Office is reviewing the case and that charges could be filed in the shooting. Douglas County Attorney Don Klein told the Omaha World Herald that Farrell was with friends who were handling a rifle when it fired, fatally shooting Farrell. Nebraska has given initial approval to a bill that would place the state in permanent daylight savings time if neighboring states or the federal government make the same move. The 39-4 first-round vote came one day after most of the United States set its clocks ahead 1 hour to mark the start of daylight savings time. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
The bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and heard from former council members Diane Schroller and Darlene Boss, who shared a list of ideas that could work to assist with homeowner improvements, improve blighted neighborhoods, and better the community. They noted current programs available, including sidewalk reimbursement and cost share for economic assistance through removal of blighted properties, noting the number of such applications that have been approved. Other ideas were pursuing grants that could fund doors, windows, paint, lumber, and landscaping, particularly for low-income and older residents. They mentioned the Community Reinvestment Act, which could prompt financial institutions locally to contribute. The pair also encouraged outreach regarding programs available and reminded of the process involved with city codes. Free landfill day and city pickup of larger items annually were suggested, and they asked that a committee perhaps be formed to pursue and address such issues and opportunities. Discussion on the matter continued later in the meeting with comments that city funding for private improvements may not be available, but that grant funding could be considered. Code enforcement and the challenge of getting repeat offenders to make changes were also brought up. City Council unanimously approved a community development block grant that would help fund a multi-million dollar upgrade to the Marysville City Sewage Lagoon System. Options were considered for disposal of a current city sewer truck, which is being replaced with a new one. Consigning, selling, salvaging, or transitioning for use as a dump truck were among ideas presented. Consensus was to get cost estimates for changing out to a dump truck. Flooring options for the new fire station were considered. Council members questioned why the roughly $12,000 cost was not factored into the original bid specifications. Consensus was to gather more information and come back with revised estimates. Replacement options for bleachers at Feldhausen Field were presented, expected at some $27,000 to replace with aluminum. Going out for fundraising was also mentioned, noting the rec budget didn't currently have additional funding with recent improvements, including lights and fencing. No action was taken. Approval was given for the Kiwanis Club to use the city park for the annual Easter egg hunt Saturday afternoon, April 9th. As a reminder, vehicles need to be moved off downtown streets in Marysville Friday after midnight through 7 a.m. for street cleaning. Signs are posted for those affected areas. U.S. Highway 36 Association recognized county winners in a Best Pie contest, including the Empty Cup in Marysville for Marshall County, Hometown Cafe in Barnes for Washington County, and Alley's Cafe in Nemahal County. International Pie Day, March 14th, was the date chosen for the announcement, which includes selections in all 13 Kansas counties along U.S. Highway 36. A Topeka man, John Dedimore, is being held on $25,000 bond in the Washington County Jail on a local warrant for burglary of a vehicle times two, and theft times three. He was picked up from an Iowa detention facility last week. $2,500 bond has been set for Lyndon Carnes of Greenleaf, arrested last Friday on drug charges in Washington County. A series of meetings to outline the value of the Both Amendment proposed in Kansas is planned in Hanover, Haxtell, and Marysville this week. The effort, which would protect existing state law that keeps babies from being aborted up to the moment of birth, would prevent taxpayer-funded abortion and extreme procedures such as partial birth and live dismemberment abortions, and would further preserve safeguards that require the abortion industry to protect women with important clinic safety standards. Make plans to attend these important meetings and learn more about the value of the Both Amendment, which will be on the Kansas ballot August 2nd. The first meeting is Wednesday, March 16th, 7 p.m. at St. John's School Gym in Hanover. Friday, March 18th, 7 p.m. at the Axtell American Legion Community Building. And Saturday, March 19th, 7 p.m. at St. Gregory Church Hall in Marysville. William H. Bill Lohmeyer, age 80, of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home of Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Bill Lohmeyer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham loaf, baby bakers, asparagus, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, green beans, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures continuing to rise today, with many areas in the Midwest reaching over 20 degrees warmer than their seasonal average. Conditions continuing to stay dry, with the next chance for any precipitation being throughout Thursday. For today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 60s and mid-70s throughout Iowa, the upper 50s and mid-70s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the lower 70s throughout Missouri. Staying extremely mild overnight tonight, with our lows in the mid-30s and mid-40s throughout Iowa, the lower 30s and lower 40s throughout Nebraska, the lower 30s and upper 40s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s throughout Missouri. As a cold front makes its way through on Thursday, temperatures will be a bit cooler but still very mild, and cooler on Friday before warming up on Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-March, 56. Record high on this date, 82. The average low, 32, and the record low is 9 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:37. Sunset this evening, 7:35. 37 degrees ahead of sunrise, and that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 16th of March. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Long-term care and assisted living options are yours at Cambridge Place in Marysville. Residents and loved ones are assured quality health care services in a welcoming, home-like, safe, and secure environment. Licensed and professional nurses and staff are on site 24 hours each day and can offer skilled nursing and rehabilitation services, memory care, as well as day services and respite care. Cambridge Place in Marysville serves residents and families with progressive care and a clean, comfortable setting. Plan a visit or learn more online at Cambridge Place SeniorCare.com.
Let the madness begin. Alex the Great lives up to his nickname and a second night in the row with a 60-point scorer in the NBA. Hi, everyone. Mark Remillard reporting on sports. Indiana proved their improbable run to the Big Ten tournament semifinal last week was no fluke in a first four matchup with Wyoming.
Eyes down low, lobs it into Page, and he slams it home on an alley-oop.
The call on Learfield. Trace Jackson Davis carried the Hoosiers with 29 points. IU pulled away late for a 66-58 win over the Cowboys to advance to the round of 64. The Hoosiers, now the 12th seed in the East region, will face the 5th seed St. Mary's in the first round. In the earlier first four matchup, the selection committee may want to reconsider Texas Southern's seeding.
Etienne comes around the screen straight away, three with a defender in his face. My goodness.
The call on Westwood won. The Tigers outlasted Texas A&M Corpus Christi 76-67 for their third first four win in 4 years. Texas Southern will face Midwest region top seed Kansas in the first round. In the NHL, Capitals star Alex Ovechkin joined some elite hockey company.
He's waiting for the biggest one right now.
One back, it's shooting, he scores!
on WFED. With this third period goal, Ovechkin passed Jaromir Jagr for third on the league's all-time career goals list with 767. The Capitals will go on to beat the Islanders in a shootout 4-3. Ovechkin needs 35 more goals to pass Gordie Howe for second in league history. Around the NBA, Kyrie Irving left his teammates and coaches in awe in Orlando.
Irving, left wing three. Good! There's 60 for Kyrie Irving!
On WFAN, Irving set both a new career high and a franchise record for the most points scored in a single game with 60. Nets trounced the Magic 150-108. Mark Remillard, ABC.
There will be a household auction for the Swim Family Trust Saturday, March 19th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at 1319 Pony Express Highway, a mile and a half east of Marysville on US 36. Guns will sell at noon, followed by coins, and then the Ford Tractor. The Tractor is a 1962 Ford 4000 LP wide front. Also selling a Dixon zero-turn mower, Husky garden tiller. Lots of guns, bayonet, and knives. Coins, collectibles will include a curved glass curio cabinet, wooden ice box, two wind-up mantle clocks, crocs, bronze sculpture recast, several Pony Express signs and prints, plate collections, glassware, books, plus tools, equipment, lumber, furniture, household items, and more. This is a very large auction for the Swim Family Trust. Saturday, March 19th, sale begins at 10 a.m., a mile and a half east of Marysville on US 36 at 1319 Pony Express Highway. Perel Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Growth Energy urging the Department of Energy to address a recent inaccurate and misleading study about ethanol that claims to be partially funded by the department. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score made the request in a letter to DEO Secretary Jennifer Granholm. Growth Energy says the study directly contradicts conclusions from the Department of Energy's own greenhouse gases, regulated emissions, and energy use and technology model, which has been tracking the impacts of corn ethanol's life cycle emissions since 1996. The study by University of Wisconsin-Madison researcher claims carbon emissions from using land to grow corn can negate or even reverse any climate advantages of corn ethanol related to gasoline. Score said failing to address the researchers' inconsistencies and departure from mainstream science could have a negative consequence in the nation's quest to decarbonize the transportation sector both on the ground and in the air. Well, the U.S. Grains Council has published the 2021-22 sorghum quality report, and for the third year in a row, U.S. sorghum was, on average, graded above necessary requirements for U.S. number one, according to the report. Protein content in sorghum up 8% year over year, 11.3%, up slightly from last year's crop. Paige Stevenson, a manager of global trade for the Grains Council, said in a market environment where protein demand is high, every percentage point counts in animal diets. The report, funded through USDA's Foreign Ag Service Agricultural Trade Promotion Program, provides international customers and others accurate, unbiased information about the 2021 sorghum crop. Now, to generate the report's finding, 97 samples were collected from 13 participating elevators in Kansas, Texas, Nebraska, as well as South Dakota, between September of last year and February of this year. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, is holding a special stock cow and breeding bull sale Wednesday, March 16th, starting at 11 a.m. Klein Cattle Company will be offering 25 Black Angus, Red Angus, and Sim Angus 18-month-old bulls. They'll be bred for growth and calving ease, and they'll be ready for heavy service. There will be 20 Angus and Sim Angus fall-bred first calf heifers, bred for September calves. There will be 225 choice Black Angus and Red Angus first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves beside. We'll have 325 black-white face and Red Angus fall calving cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old, bred to Black Angus, Black Simmental, and Charlet bulls for late August and September calving. Fall bred heifers include 30 choice Angus and Black White Face bred heifers for September calving. There will be 175 home-raised, calf-fed, vaccinated Angus and Black White Face replacement heifers. They'll be weighing 700 and 825 pounds. We'll also have 150 spring calving cows, mostly Black and Black White Face. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, March the 16th, starting at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, starting off a Wednesday today. Yesterday, we saw kind of a mixed day in trading overall, but a little bit mixed, but higher in the grains, mixed and a little bit higher in the livestock as well. So we'll see what's in store for us at the end of today. The wheat market yesterday had another big day after a bit of a correction that they saw at the end of last week, but saw some big jumps up near 50, 60 cents overall by the end of trading on a Tuesday. We'll see what's in store for us here in just a little bit. In the corn market, things were mostly higher as we started off kind of slow and worked their way up throughout the day. May corn wrapped up 9¾ cents higher at 7.58 even a bushel. July corn was also up 4¾ at 7.23 and a quarter. As we mentioned, Kansas City wheat, big gains there with May up by 57½ cents at 11.57½. The July was up 58 cents at 11.43½. Over in the bean market, things a little bit lower there. May soybeans were down yesterday at 11¾ at 16.58¾. The meal for May was down 30 cents at 4.84. And the soybean oil for May was in the red by 27 cents at the end, finishing at 73.68. Over in the cotton market, we saw a little bit of green pop up for a while in trading yesterday, but overall mostly lower with May cotton down 17 cents at 118.60. Canola was down $2.50 at 11.19 and 70. Oats markets with some of the green in the later futures. May was down just slightly with May oats down ½ cent at 6.61½. The July oats were up a penny at 6.10 even a bushel. Over in the livestock market, we saw some red pop up throughout the middle of the trading day, but saw some green right at the end of the day yesterday with April live cattle up 52 cents at 140.85. The feeder cattle for March was up 40 cents sitting at 156.35. Lean hogs were mostly higher with April up by 20 cents sitting at 102.40. The May lean hogs also up by 35 cents at 110.65. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Truck month at Rusty at Ford. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty at Ford under MSRP while locking in your incentive, saving you thousands. Only Rusty at Ford will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty at Ford. Pricing under MSRP, $0 down, 0% APR, and finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com. Offers valid on the group orders paid by 4/4/2022. The group credit is tax fees and not qualified. In return, financing is for the credit. 0% APR for 36 months is 27.78 per month for 1,000 finance. Offer reduced fee or offers can't be denied.
What kind of springtime is in store for your part of the country? We review our annual weather predictions today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 16th. It is the 75th day of the year, and comedian Jerry Lewis was born on this day in 1926. Just 4 days before the vernal equinox, here's a review of our springtime weather prognostications. When the almanac was published last fall, we foresaw a warmer than normal spring in most parts of the country, with the exceptions being Florida and the Pacific Southwest. The Sunshine State in particular is forecast to have above normal rainfall in southern portions of the state. And if warm weather is what you like, you won't be disappointed. Above normal summer temperatures are predicted for all areas except in the Northeast, Upper Midwest, and the Eastern Ohio Valley. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more of our weather predictions and your local forecast anytime online. Just check out almanac.com.
.729 from KNDY. It's 37, and we continue the warm-up with highs well into the 70s on tap today. Join the Jeep celebration and Ram Truck Month at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Find the new Jeep Cherokee or discover a new Ram 1500 today. Shop dozens and dozens of new vehicles ready for immediate trade. Your used vehicle trade-in has never been worth more. Check it out today. And, of course, the finance specialists are ready to help you negotiate the very best deal. New inventories moving fast. Don't wait. Learn more at TwinRiv.com. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The first round line in the bracket is now filled in for KU. They will face Texas Southern in their NCAA tournament opener. Tip time is set for approximately 8:57 p.m. tomorrow night in Fort Worth. Texas Southern was victorious in their first four play-in game Tuesday with a 76-67 win over Texas A&M Corpus Christi. The Tigers earned their bid by winning the Southwest Conference Tournament. KenPom.com ranks them 270 out of 350 teams in offensive efficiency, but they're 23rd in the nation in opponent shooting percentage, holding teams to under 40% from the field. The winner of the KU-Texas Southern matchup will face the winner of San Diego State-Creighton on Saturday. The Kansas City Chiefs secondary got a bit thinner late Monday night. Former Chiefs cornerback Javarius Ward is headed to the Bay Area after agreeing to a three-year, $42 million deal with the San Francisco 49ers. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Twin Valley All-League basketball selections were announced with boys' first team honors to include Isaac Detweiler of Axtell, Presley Bauer of Centralia, Trent Long of Clifton Clyde, and Samuel Gross of Frankfort. Hanover selections to first team were Emmett Juniman, Keegan Dibbler, and Philip Dibley. Troy's Jarrett Norris and Camden Anderson and Brandon Henry of Wetmore also named. Boys' TBL second team were Brandon Schmelsley of Axtell, Jalen Pleasant of Blue Valley, Trenton Talley of Centralia, plus Clifton Clyde's T. Cook and Seth LeClaire. Creighton Johnson of Donovan West, Keaton Dollinghouse of Frankfort, Zach Fisher of Onega, Valley Heights' Trenton LeCure and Tyler Womack of Wetmore. All TVL selections posted at the KNDY website and our Facebook page, where you can also find a link for archives on all of our broadcasts this past basketball season, including sub-state and state playoff games.
On the Jayhawks Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Big 12 Tournament.
Brown head fakes, gets around his man, flings to a wide open Oach for three. He hit it. Remy gets a screen. Remy pulls up from 18. Got it. Remy Martin is fired up. He clenches both fists. The best he's looked for Kansas this season. Harris crossing over, gets by his man, flings in the corner. Oach wants a three. He'll get a three. Remy leans in, lost the handle. It's on the deck. KU's got it. Jalen Wilson, Johnny on the spot, lays it up and in. The Jayhawks don't have to shoot it. They can let the last 12 seconds drip off the clock. Your Jayhawks are Big 12 champions twice over. The Big 12 tourney title is coming home to Lawrence for the 12th time in 25 years. Tournament champions are your Jayhawks.
Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Kansas Jayhawks open postseason play Thursday evening. Pregame coverage at 8:30 live on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
She took down a photograph of our wedding day, ripped it down the middle and threw my half away. And I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. She broke all my fishing rods, put my guns in hot, threw my clothes out in the yard and changed out all the locks. And I got nobody to blame me.
the man.